works of righteousness which we have done. But according to his mercy, he saved us everyone. You don't believe that, do you? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, changes us from glory to glory into his image. Which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, he changes us from glory to glory into his image. How many believe that? Do you accept that? Not by works of righteousness which we have done. That ends it right there, doesn't it? Listen to it. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, he changes us from glory to glory into his image. Not by works of righteousness. Are you listening to me? But he said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. But according to his mercy, he saved us, everyone. And then with the renewing of the Holy Ghost, changes us from glory to glory, even into his image. But you don't believe that, do you? You don't believe that, do you? You'd rather do it on your own works of righteousness, wouldn't you? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy,
not by works, is it?
Oh. Well, when you came to Jesus, you called upon his name. Oh. You said, Lord Jesus,
I accept you.
Oh, Lord, save me, or whatever it was.
Oh,
then the Holy Ghost overshadowed you.
Oh,
and it began to wash or regenerate his life inside of you.
Oh,
begin to wash his face.
Oh,
all inside of your face.
Oh,
his mind. Oh, it was washed or regenerated all inside of your mind. Oh, his body, oh, was washed or regenerated all inside of your fleshly body.
Oh,
his arms, was regenerated. Ooh, fears all inside of your fleshly arms.
Oh.
All in your legs.
All in your body, but you don't believe this, do you?
Oh,
oh, oh.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done.
Oh,
not by works of righteousness, but according to his mercy.
Oh.
After he regenerates that inside of you, then by a renewing of the Holy Ghost,
oh,
he overshadows you. Holy Ghost covers you. Begins to fill you.
Oh,
you begin to speak in tongues. And that brings forth the life of Christ out through your fleshly body.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Not by words of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us everyone by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory, even into his image.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. This washing of regeneration,
oh,
and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, continues in your life then from then on.
Oh,
forever.
Oh,
to bring forth the life of Christ that is in you, out of you, right out of your fleshly body.
Whoa.
He said, I never required works of you. I don't require any of your works.
Oh,
but it just keeps that voice of God, keeps the voice of the Spirit of God continually moving in you and moving out through you. Do you accept it this way?
Oh.
Not by works of righteousness which we can.
Ooh.
Now follow me, all right? Because you're getting ahead, you're ahead of me.
Ooh.
Not by works of righteousness which you can do. I require none of your righteousness because it's filthy rags.
Oh.
Oh.
Righteousness that I require is the righteousness of my Son, and the only way you can have his works move in your life is by accepting my grace through faith and let him move by the Spirit
Let him move by the Spirit. Ooh. But the Antichrist spirit of religious Satan tells you no, you've been saved, so you better work to keep it. Oh, you never heard that spirit, have you? If you started out by grace through faith, then it always continues. It never stops and lets you work with that filthy righteousness of yours. Oh. You beginning to understand it? Oh. God said, he said, your righteousness in my sight is as filthy rags. And the devil comes along and he tells you, after you accepted salvation by grace through faith, he tells you you have to work to keep it. Paul said it this way. He said, how foolish can you be? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect? Oh, by the works of the law or by the working of your own flesh? But the only righteousness is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The only thing that is acceptable to God our Father. The way he makes this yoke easy and the burden light, lead you in the fullness of Christ in the twinkling of an eye. But if you work and travail and try, shut off his grace, and you find yourself in the hands of the wicked one. Oh, 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 you getting the picture? Listen to Jesus explain it, the method of our Father that he uses to produce fulfilling works of his life. The method he uses to produce his life in your fleshly body, fulfilling the promise, destroying your own ways that hath been destroyed. And bring forth his new way of life and his heavenly body. He said, the first thing that I'm going to require of you before I move you into this, says I'm going to require that you come to me and say it hath been done. Said I'm going to let you say it hath been done.
and then help been destroyed. Ooh. Help been finished. Ooh. I know we've been tricked. And we've been trapped by religious Satan all our life into waiting until God does something in your life, and then you'll say you'll have it. Oh. But he said, uh-uh. He said, that won't work. He said, you're going to have to come to me. He said, you're going to have to confess what I've already given you. Say, it hath been done. It hath been finished. He said, then I'm going to do it in you. Oh. Oh. You don't believe it this way, do you? My old body hath been utterly destroyed, hath been made into his fullness like unto you, Lord. The only way into the kingdom of God, fullness of the life of Christ, is to come there with your stiff neck and your religious ways. No, that's not the way, is it? Is to come as a child. Oh. Oh. I have no ways of my own, no thoughts of my own, but just a child, Lord. Oh. Do with me whatever you want to do. Is this the way he said you'd have to come? Oh. He said you'd have to come just as that child. Oh. Brother Pruitt began to lead you into it last night. And you begin to feel the glory move, didn't you? Didn't you? Oh, is this the way you want to come before him? Oh, oh. There is a day appointed, called the day of regeneration, when all flesh of every person shall be judged and changed. The wicked shall be judged and cast into a pit of fire. The obedient shall be judged and washed in regeneration. Which way do you want it? Washed by the water of fire, fire of his body, changed from glory unto glory into his likeness. Jesus was telling his disciples about this. And they begin to say, Lord, let me sit at your right hand. Jesus began to say to them, this is the work of the Father. It has nothing to do with flesh. He said, when I get ready to change the age, he said, I'm going to destroy the old Adam life, old Adam nature. said I'm going to regenerate the second Adam, alive in flesh and blood of man in the earth. Whoa. You step there? Says you want to judge folks. But he said, listen, judgment is given by my Father. And he shall judge everyone. It's not a matter of working of your flesh, but a regeneration of the Spirit of God.
In the day appointed, called the day of regeneration, the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of God. Clothed on and one with your Father, with your Father God, and all flesh of every nation shall be changed before him. Every person in the whole wide world will stand before his throne. Everybody's going to stand before him, he said. Nobody's going to get a chance to escape this. Because it is appointed unto every man, big and small, small and great. But he said, they'll have to stand before me. Said, I'm going to judge him with my fire. And either judgment's going to come on him and destroy him, or I'll regenerate my life in him. Jesus is going to sit in the throne inside of the Father, and every person shall come before the throne and receive their regeneration work or judgment. Which do you want? Lord Jesus, I submit my mind up into your mind. Feel it. Feel him take it right up. To cleanse it. To cleanse it. Purge it. Of my old mind. Regenerating your new mind. In my mind. Feel him just do it. It's that simple. It's that easy. Not by your words. Looking up on every person with fiery eyes. He searches every heart of every person before him. Those found worthy with a submissive heart. He clothes himself upon them and swallows them into his body and on into the body of our Father. Ooh. Let's do that one more time for you. Those found worthy with a submissive heart, he clothes himself upon them and swallows them into his body and on into the body of our Father. Oh, 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 oh.
What's wrong with them? That all I'm looking at is the heart. Just looking for a submissive heart to come before me. Said I don't care what they look like. I don't care what's wrong in their life. Oh. I don't care what has trapped them. But he said, I'm looking at their heart.
Oh, I know you've been taught the old way, that he's looking at your outward appearance. But he said, I'm looking at your heart. Do you accept that? Oh. It would behoove you to accept it that way.
Lord Jesus, I accept by faith that you have swallowed me up into your body, and on into the body and life of my Father. Oh, feeling how.
When you come before him, just like you are, no matter what might be wrong with you, or what you might think is good with you, and you can begin to confess to him, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I accept.
I accept
by faith that you have swallowed me up.
That you have swallowed me up.
Or into your body.
Into your body.
Into the body of my Father.
Into the body of my Father.
Oh, then he just swallows you up. Sucks you right up into him. Oh. Then he cleanses you. And he purges you. Continually. In your daily life. This is his plan of righteousness. And he's offering it unto you today. Do you accept it this way? Not by works. He said, your righteousness and my righteousness is that filthy rags. So what do I have to say? Yes, Lord, my righteousness is filthy rags. I accept your way, Lord. Well, we lost our demonstrator. But then he clothes down upon you with the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And that's what he's got for the obedient hearted people. Continually moving. Keep that continual cleansing and purging in their life. He said, I never asked them to cleanse themselves. He said, Satan gave them that choice. Through religion. Oh.
makes you try in your own efforts, by your own religious ways. You cleanse yourself. What is of the water and fire of my body, when I swallow them up in me, washes out all their old ways and burns out all of the things that are wrong with them.
He did say his yoke is easy and his burden is light, didn't he? If we've been doing it any other way, we've been doing it by a hard yoke. Made that burden hard. Those found unworthy with their disobedient heart, he has their names written in the book of death. And he passes the sentence on them, even though they wait a little while, with hell fire and torment forever for those who resist. In the day of regeneration, our Lord Jesus said, the throne of heaven shall sit, and those of the past. Obedient, faithful souls unto him, and faithful unto death, faithful unto death, shall sit on the council with him in the throne, and in judgment with him around his throne. Are you getting the picture this morning? You're about getting it, aren't you? And that the judgment shall change the age, from the age of wicked, from the age of the wicked, and the age of grace and the kingdom of God in the whole earth. Jesus looks for the obedient heart. Don't care what they do, what's wrong with them, how they've been trapped, where they are, where they've been, what's been wrong with them. But he's looking upon their heart to move them into the fullness of his plan. Said my eyes are looking all over the face of the earth. Said, but I'm looking for the obedient hearted people. Said, I don't care what's wrong with them. I don't care even where they are. You did know that the drunkards and the harlot would enter the kingdom of God before the righteous, didn't you? Or the stiff-necked. Didn't Jesus tell the Pharisees that? He said the kingdom of God, the drunkards and the harlots are going to enter in there before you will. Oh. Mmm. Said I don't care if they're down in the slums. They're in the saloons. Matter of fact, I don't care what's wrong with them. He said they even might be in high religious society somewhere.
Oh.
But he said, I'm looking for that obedient heart of people. I want to give them a chance. Oh. To be regenerated. And to be changed in the image. My image in love and grace. To escape judgment. The day is now upon you. The separation has begun. When he has led us into New Jerusalem. Let us be for the throne in New Jerusalem. He offers you a chance to be swallowed up inside of him and on into our Father God to make us one with him. Do you accept what he's offering you? Oh. Do you know the reason why New Jerusalem was sent down from heaven? It wasn't for the wicked or the disobedient hearted. Oh. But God sent the New Jerusalem down into the earth for the obedient hearted people. Mm. Oh. To give them a chance to come into a city of love. Oh. And they'll be regenerated. Be swallowed up into his body. Oh. And not into the body of the Father. They'll be cleansed, purged. Ooh. That's why he sent it down. Oh. You accept it that way? Give them a way to escape the judgment of God. Oh, right there in that New Jerusalem, sent down from heaven. Each one of us submitting, he swallows up in his body and begins the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Real simple, isn't it? He swallows you up into his body. Whoa. Into the body of the Father. And this way he washes you, cleanses you, purges out of your life, and he regenerates in you. Oh, his life. Then I'll teach them to relax in the spirit by faith so that I'll continually do that work inside of them. So this keeps the judgment of God off them. Oh. You accept it this way. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everybody go with her now. Lord Jesus. I accept. Oh, that you have clothed yourself upon me. Now feel him just clothe himself on you. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I accept that you have swallowed me. Oh, into your body. Mmm. He'll swallow you. Oh, and into the body. Oh, into the body. Oh, of my Father. Swallow right up into his body. This way, every part of your body is kept clean and purged from its own ways and regenerated daily the life of Christ in your body. Oh, in your mind, in your soul. Those of you that will submit to it, it'll begin to produce. You want the mighty works of Christ to move out of your life? Then this is the way he said you'll have to do it. Oh, let me swallow you up into my body, in the body of my Father. Oh, cleanse you by the washing of regeneration. Purge you. He said, then I'll begin to bring that life of Christ out through your fleshly body. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us everyone. Every part of your body. Your mind. Your voice. Your soul. Your will. Your whole body. It's kept continually cleansed, purged, and regenerated. Into the life of the fullness of Christ. You don't believe it. Your mind. Is then free from its own thoughts. Free of Satan ruling your mind. And regenerated in your mind. The mind of Christ. All inside of your mind. Feel his mind regenerated all inside of your mind. Your voice. Well, how am I going to keep from saying my own words? By allowing your voice to be swallowed up. Be cleansed, be purged. And that out of your voice is regenerated. The life of Christ by renewing of the Holy Ghost. Then the words of the Father begin to speak out through your voice. You want to speak the words of God? Then you'll have to submit to his plan, won't you? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us everyone by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost changes you from glory to glory into His image. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us everyone. Lord Jesus, I accept that You have swallowed me up into Your body. Feel Him swallow right up. And on into the body of my Father. And then by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, life is regenerated all inside of her. Do you see it moving in her? By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, He changes you from glory to glory, glory to glory, glory to glory, glory to glory, into His image. Do you have another way? Or do you believe this is the way God's chosen to do it? What about your will? Here is where Satan rules in you. He uses your will against you. You never had him do you that way, have you? The things that I would not, Paul said, that I do. He said, the things that I would, that I do not. Really in a mess, ain't it? You never been in that condition, though, have you? I know your will is all right. You're just perfect, ain't you? But Satan gets in that will, gets you all confused, and you want to do what the Lord is moving you into. But something begins to block in there, don't it? And you begin to do the things that you don't want to do. But Paul said, I'll get out of this. By simply, Lord Jesus, I accept. By faith. Then my will have been swallowed up into Your will. And on into the will of my Father. Have been cleansed. Have been purged from my own will. And have been made the will of my Father. My soul, all in your soul. Listen to it. All in your soul is where your desires are. Doesn't make any difference what your desires are, whether they're good or evil, good or bad. Oh.
He said, as long as those desires are your desires. He said, they're not my desires. Oh. Well, I thought my desires are pretty good. I do all right. I got pretty good desires. You know where you got that from, don't you?
You got that from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Oh. Oh. But he said, those desires, if they're not my desires, he says, then it won't do. But you got to have my desires. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Lord Jesus, I accept. Oh, and submit my soul.
My faith.
Into your soul. And say to half men. Swallowed up. On into your soul. Soul of my Father. And half men. Purged. Cleansed. Of all my desires. And have been regenerated. Your desires. He'll regenerate his desires. Ready to continue on? You're fixing to get one of the greatest healings your body has ever had. Somebody hold her up. His body, listen to her now, is made of fire and of water. And when he swallows you up into him, his heavenly water and heavenly fire cleanses any sickness, any disease, any weakness in your body. Generates inside of you his health and his healing. Let's go with her, Lord Jesus. By faith. I accept that my whole body has been swallowed up into your body. Of water and fire. Feel them clothe upon you. Have been purged. Have been purged. Cleansed. And healed. Then swallowed. Into the body of my Father. Now feel them swallow you right up in that body. And hath received every renewing of your glory. Feel his glory and healing now. Move all down to it. Accept this way.
Well, well, you that thought you knew it all, God put a mystery on you. You don't know nothing at all. Ha ha! You that thought in the way would be so hard. Religious saint and told you, oh, it would be so hard. But you found out all the way is very easy. You found out all you had to do was let him swallow you up and cleanse you and purge you, renew you with the Holy Ghost. And you thought it'd take a long time for you to enter into the fullness. How many thought it'd take you a long time to enter into the fullness of Christ? Have been made. Oh, into the fullness of Christ. And you thought it'd take a long time for you to enter the fullness of Christ as you let Satan lie to you, trap you in your mind. Oh, I know what he told you. Oh, he said it's going to take a long time. You know, the way is so hard. Says you ain't going to be able to make it anyway. You got so much wrong with you. Oh, he never told you that, did he? Oh. Oh, you come along and say, well, now you're saved and everything. Well, now you got to keep going at it. Got to keep pushing on, pushing on, pushing on, or you'll never make it into the fullness of Christ. Kept putting that thing way off in front of you somewhere. Oh, oh. Well, the plan of God, well, this method of regeneration, oh, you walk in the fullness of Christ every day. Oh. It's not a by-and-by thing. Not an after a while thing. But if you will submit to it and walk in it daily, then you'll walk in the fullness of Christ every day, each day, every hour. Oh. 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 And you'll grow greater and greater, and his life will move out of you more and more and more and more.
Well, well, you that had your eyes way off in the future.